Sue McMillan is a reporter with Colorado Sun and other outlets. Her latest piece out last week is Colorado's plan to embed arts space into historic districts may be slow to take shape, but towns are fine with that. Thanks for speaking with Katie and Kay, Sue.
Happy to do so.
Hey, let me start by asking you to introduce yourself to Katie and Kay's listeners. I believe this is the first time we've spoken to you on the radio here. How long have you been a reporter, and where else have you had bylines in addition to the Colorado Sun?
Well, I've been in the news business for more than 40 years, and I've been freelancing for about 2.5 now. Got out of the daily news business. So I have written for the Colorado Sun. I write for Colorado Life magazine, the Denver Post, the Durango Herald. Those are the mainstays.
I love reading your stories in the Colorado Sun so far this year because you've basically been covering stories outside the metro area, looking at flooding in the aftermath of fires, differences of opinion among Colorado sheriffs, economics in small towns like Canyon City or Cripple Creek. Why are you passionate about doing the reporting you do?
Well, I think that there's a lot of communities that with the shrinking of the newspapers and news business in Colorado that are, you know, people don't know what's going on there. And so it's great being a freelancer that I can kind of pick and choose and find some of those stories that are not being told and tell them.
Your latest story is about creative districts across Colorado. Most Katie and Kay listeners are aware that Carbondale is a creative district now and is part of the creative corridor in western Colorado. For those who don't know about it, what's the big idea here?
Well, there's a couple of different programs. There's the creative districts, and there's 23 certified by the state of Colorado, and they have certain criteria that they've got to be walkable, that they've got to have the arts amenities and also additional amenities such as restaurants and those sorts of things. Because what the state has found is that creative endeavors draw people. They're not just, you know, artists sitting around painting or writers writing in their home. It's a building block of the community, creative endeavors. And so they're finding that they can be a big economic engine. They can help restore communities. They can help bring people together. So the creative district started, and then the state has gone a little bit farther and created this space to create program where they're actually helping build housing for creative people, not just artists, can be people in culinary, people in architecture, people doing it part-time. It's a rather complex program, but the creative district sort of started the whole thing, and then they're finding that there's more need to keep that economic engine going is to help the artists, the creative people, stay in their communities and live in their communities.
And it seems encouraging that so many communities are trying to do something about how difficult it can be for creatives to survive in the economies of ski towns and in rural Colorado. What about this notion you addressed in the headline and throughout your piece that these projects are taking a really long time to complete?
Well, in part, that is because they're complex. There's a lot of players. In some communities, let's start with Trinidad because it is the pilot project for the space to create. They're restoring historic buildings, and they're also building new housing, and they're providing community space. So there can be a lot of different involvement. So you have things like the Betcher Foundation, you have History Colorado, you have the Creative Industries Estate, you have housing credits. There's all sorts of things. So if you just to apply for low-income housing credits, which is the big thing that goes slow, can take 2 or 3 times to apply. So that can add a couple of years to a project. And then when you got to bring a lot of partners together to agree on what you're going to do, you know, that takes time. But what's really kind of what I found cool about the whole project was that all of these projects that are going on, they're trying to really meld them to the community. So they're not going to all look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in Trinidad and Ridgeway and Paonia and Grand County, and even the one that's not part of the program, like the Art Space program in Loveland, they're all different. They're all unique because that's what that community needed. So that takes more time because you've got to find out what the community needs and then how are you going to fulfill those needs.
Well, and I think people in Carbondale felt like the process here to gather data and, you know, there was a survey and kind of stakeholder meetings, and KD&K is part of the creative district and I'm on the steering committee. So I was a little bit involved. I haven't done much. I don't get any credit, that's for sure. But a lot of people here really cared and got really engaged. And I think there was a bit of a response like, why do we need to take a survey to know there's not enough housing? At the same time, I've heard public officials say being able to have a process that's vetted, that's from a trusted organization leading it, that has experience in these matters, and then having data really helps push the process forward. But then you get, you know, a planning grant and 2 years go by and we still don't have land identified or the right donor mix or developer mix. So, I mean, like you said, it's complicated, but it does seem like getting this data and this process done does probably establish a more firm foundation.
I think so, and that's what I heard from all the folks I talked to, ArtSpace in particular, who has these communities all over the country. And if you go to their website, you can look at how different some of them are. And they were an arts advocacy organization advocating for arts in the community, realized that's not enough. We need to help sustain arts in the community, which means like the housing or the workspace. In some communities, it's mostly like gallery space or exhibit space or restaurants or whatever they're including in the building. It really depends on the community. You know that every community in Colorado needs housing, affordable housing. But what exactly do you need and how do you want that to look in your own community? How would Carbondale want a building to look and what kinds of residents to be in there? And is there existing buildings or do you build new? Ridgeway's building a whole new building. They found that they could not find an older, they looked, they wanted to have one of their older buildings, but it wasn't going to meet the needs for the housing and the community space that they wanted, so they're building a new building.
Whereas Loveland did the mix of repurposing an old building for studio space and then building new housing right next door, right?
Exactly, and that's exactly what Trinidad's doing. There, although there's isn't right next door, that's down a couple of blocks, but you know, it's right there. It's not that big of a town, so it's close enough. But they're revitalizing in Trinidad. They will end up revitalizing a whole city block that has been vacant. And what that means and what the folks there said is once that starts to happen, all the other businesses benefit, the existing businesses, the ones that have been struggling. And they're seeing them spruce up their properties, you know, get more involved because they see that it's going to, again, it's a building block for the entire community. Whether you're part of that building or you just go to events there, if there's community space, as there is in most of them, there's at least some community space. So it really does benefit the whole community. But if you don't understand what the community needs and what they have, because there's always that, oh, it'd be nice to have this, it would be nice to have that, it would be nice to, you know, but you can't necessarily afford everything. So what are the basic needs that things can grow from? And I think that's what this program is trying to do, really focus on what works.
So what are some of the communities that artists and creatives helped make them what they are, but are now priced out? I mean, I think of like Santa Fe, for example.
Santa Fe? River North, Reno, in Denver,
yeah.
Taos, lots of places. You'll find, you talk to artists around the country, around the state here in Colorado, and a lot of them used to be in some of those places. They've moved to smaller towns because they can't afford studio space or housing. I mean, it's kind of both because there are some artists that make a lot of money, and they're not the ones that these programs are really aimed at. But a lot of people do art part-time because they have to work and have another job to pay the mortgage or pay the rent. So they're not wealthy people. And they were talking about, some of the people I interviewed said that's exactly what happened, and I think it was Julie LaRutis at Betcher, that that's exactly what happened in Rhino, is that the artists who helped revitalize that neighborhood no longer can afford to be there. And that's really sad. But if you come in on the ground floor and you have a building, and most of these buildings will be dedicated as affordable housing for as long as they exist under the management that they do. ArtSpace is a nonprofit, and that's what they do long term. So if you have the building already there, you're always going to have room for some of the creative people to stay in the community, as it should be. If you're helping build the community up and make it more vibrant, you should be able to live there.
Yeah. And you mentioned Betcher Foundation, one of the funders that has really taken the long view on this process. And I just hope that there are more out there who will continue to lead at that level, as well as local governments willing to make this work. And I do want to also shout out the Colorado Creative Industries, because as a state agency funding the arts, I think they've done a great job in identifying how vital things can be across the spectrum of creative work, and then across the state. I mean, it's really been exciting to learn more about. And your article, Sue McMillan and Colorado Sun, is one of the best I've seen, and we'll link to it at kdnk.org. I'm sorry we're out of time, but thank you so much for getting on the phone with me, Sue.
You bet. Thanks for having me.